Hey there, today we're covering Read It Later. Read It Later is a web service that allows you to, well, save a page so that you can read it later. It has extensions for all the major browsers and it syncs between them so your list goes wherever you do. It even remembers your position in an article so you can, say, be reading an article on your phone and then get home and continue reading on your computer. If someone sends you a link on Twitter that you don't have time to read, add it to the list. Maybe you're on a website that needs Flash to work or the resolution doesn't quite work on your iPhone. You can add it to the list and you can read it when you get home. Most popular apps, popular feed readers, Twitter clients, Tweety for example, support saving links to Read It Later. And it comes with a really nice bookmarklet which lets you add any page you're viewing in Safari. And that way you really don't clutter up your bookmarks. The Read It Later iPhone app provides complete access to your reading list wherever you are. Read It Later can download offline copies of your pages so you can still read when you're offline, if you're in the subway or if you're on a plane. Everything you need is just a tap or swipe away. It has the same swipe functionality as Tweety, so you can edit, manually download, share or remove items without having to open each one. You can view articles on the iPhone in the app, and it has a really nice text-only view, which is good for the iPhone screen. I liked it so much I bought the Pro version, which costs $2.99 at the App Store. The Pro version supports offline reading and sharing articles on popular services like Delicious, Facebook, Twitter, Google Reader, which I use, and a few more. It has other features which makes the experience a little bit better, like automatically marking as read. Even cooler than that, it can hook into other iPhone apps like Echo Fon, Twitter Later, and Tweety. The real thing that makes Read It Later shine to me is how well it blends your browsing experience across your devices. I found Read It Later to be invaluable in organising my life, and I'd recommend it to anyone who has a barrage of links thrown at them all day, from RSS feeds and Twitter. You should really give it a go. The basic version is free, and the Pro version is $2.99 on the App Store. Go try it now.